Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Carl Burwell Jr. Carl is the CEO and founder of Green Passion Industries and Garnstein Hemp. Thanks for joining us today, Carl.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Maynard. Thanks for having me.
No, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Talk about some cool stuff. First and foremost, you know, it says it right there, Garnstein Hemp. We'll get into it, you know, what's going on in New Jersey. Talk about, obviously, your, background in cannabis and everything like that. Got a cool story that we're already talking about, we're getting into. And I'm like, oh, man, we got to save this for the recording, right? But also, you know, talking about consumer education, which is something that's lacking, obviously, just talking in store, but also social equity, controversial topic that we talk about, needs a lot more awareness, obviously, and then research and stuff like that, man. But we'll start off easy, like I kind of mentioned earlier, but let your listeners know where you're based out of today.
I'm sorry?
Let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
So we're based out of Millburn, New Jersey. Garnstein Hemp is our CBD and hemp boutique. We carry every type of CBD and hemp product you can think of. Like, we have hemp t-shirts, hemp hats, hemp lotions, and things like that, all the way to your products that contain, you know, anywhere from 300 milligrams of CBD all the way up to 5,000 milligrams of CBD, topicals, tinctures. We have five different strains of hemp flower, hemp vapes. CBD vape, CBD flower, everything from bath and beauty products, face masks, raw products, isolate, full spectrum. So we are like the go-to for anything you're looking for CBD and hemp here in New Jersey. And we own the parent company as well, which is called Green Passion Industries. And that's kind of our parent company that we do all of our different activities in the cannabis industry, whether it's education, community outreach, consumer advocacy, patient advocacy, and then also looking to branch into a dispensary license and going after an alternative treatment center and an adult use dispensary license after, hopefully in November when New Jersey legalizes it, you know, knock on wood here, about time we kind of get this done.
Yeah.
We're going to look to apply for a dispensary license as well. Because our big focus and our big why for Green Passion Industries has always been changing the way consumers purchase cannabis, because cannabis isn't just about going in and finding, you know, what's the highest amount of CBD or highest level of THC that you got, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, like I was mentioning to you before, it's all about education, and it's all about knowing how the products work with your body and how it can help you with different things that you're looking for. Because everyone always comes in and says, you know, do you have any CBD for sleep? Or do you have CBD for stress? It's like, CBD can help you with all those things, depending on how you use it, where you're using it in your, you know, in your personal regimen, what type of product you're using, a tincture or a capsule or edible product. And that'll dictate, you know, what type of product you're going to use for what relief you're looking for. And that's really big on us. You know, you don't want to just have a customer come in, take 2 minutes and be out the door. I've spent 20, 30 minutes with a customer before, really explaining the endocannabinoid system, onsets, durations, side effects that they might experience with CBD, how much they might start to experience drowsiness, because I don't want them to just jump in and like, oh, 50 milligrams, let me take 50 milligrams. And next thing you know, they're falling asleep at their desk at work.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, they're like, oh, I don't want to do this ever again. I don't want to try CBD ever again. And I have so many people that's happened. So I had one girl come into the store and she literally said, she's like, every time I use this oil, it makes me fall asleep. And we were like, well, do you know what strength you're using and how much of it? She's like, well, I'm only using like a half a dropper. We're like, do you have a picture of the bottle? She's like, she's looking for it. She's like, oh, here it is. She goes, oh, yeah, it's a 4,000 milligram. We're like, so a half a dropper is like 120 milligrams of CBD. No wonder you take it and 10 minutes later, you want to fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's like, so without that education and knowing like the proper way to start low and work their way up with dosing, sometimes they don't get a very pleasant experience with CBD for the first time and they don't think it can help them. But, you know, you spend a little bit of extra time with them. And that's one of the biggest, you know, pieces of feedback we get from our customers. They're like, wow, you guys are really, really knowledgeable and you guys take the time to kind of walk us through it. And I'm like, I've been using cannabis for I think we've talked about like almost 18 years now. So I'm like, I'm telling you both of personal experience. I've had those moments where I've tried a cannabis product and I've had a panic attack. My heart was racing and I was like, never doing this shit again. And I've also tried another product and I'm like, I didn't feel anything. Well, so I wasn't using it the right way. I wasn't, I didn't know my dose for it. So I always try to tell them I'm speaking from personal experience a lot of the time. And if I'm not speaking from my personal experience, I'm speaking from someone who's, you know, who had a similar issue that you had and what they explained to me, how it works for them. So that's always really big, and education is really important for us here.
Oh, yeah, no, that for sure. And I think that's, you know, first and foremost, you're talking about Millburn, New Jersey. My wife, you know, she's from Montclair, New Jersey, so she's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She's hop, skip, and a jump away.
Exactly,
and,
exactly.
Like, I'm originally I'm from myself and my business partner, Jonathan Rojas. He's our co-founder and chief operating officer. We're from Parsippany, New Jersey, so even closer to even just as close to Montclair. We picked Millburn for our CBD store because we had fallen in love with their downtown after doing we host the Maplewood Hemp Market every year, and we've been hosting that for like the last 2 years until COVID struck us this year. We had been doing the last 2 years where it's kind of a flea market style CBD market where we have all different brands and different types of CBD and CBD accessories and hemp accessories that come in, and people can, it's a free market to the community, so people can come in and just kind of browse different different brands and different New Jersey based companies and shop local. And we kind of had just been in the area and fallen in love with the downtown Millburn area, and then realized like they didn't have any type of smoke shop, they didn't have any type of anything. So we were just like, first and foremost, Garden State Hemp is not a smoke shop, but we were just like, they don't have anywhere where they can get like holistic, you know, alternatives like CBD or hemp. So we were like, this might be a good fit. And we've gotten great feedback. We're right across the street from the Millburn Deli. We're right on Millburn Ave, 327 and a half Millburn Ave. So we're, you know, really accessible. And we really find that the biggest thing that people have trouble with is stress, anxiety, and sleep. A lot of people, old chronic pain issues from, you know, old sports injuries and stuff like that. So we really, right by the, you know, right a block away from the train station, so we get a lot of people from like the Montclair, South Orange area, but it's a right in the heart of downtown Millburn, so you know, hope people are able to check this out. But we're starting to get some ideas about where to branch out to in New Jersey.
Sure, man. So
one thing we want to do is just we like we said, we want to change the way consumers purchase cannabis, but we want to give. We want people to have access to a safe, reliable place to get information. Because, yes, you can go online and there's a million CBD brands that you can find online, but unless you understand the difference between a CBD product that has like an MCT oil or a CBD product that's using like a raw product that's not using a carrying agent like a MCT oil or an almond oil, it's a hemp seed oil that it's using. You don't understand like how it's going to affect you. And some people who have digestive issues like Crohn's, I've seen it, customers have issue with MCT oil because it's too fatty. The coconut oil is too fatty for them, so it doesn't sit well with their stomach. So it's good to know that the difference between this brand and this brand, like those are the effects.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you mentioned something there earlier, you know, talking about, and we're talking about off the air too, right? Of, you know, somebody walks in, I may need to get up for 20, 30 minutes, right? And I think that that's something that's a loss. It's not some discuss so much, right? You know, you hear obviously the horror stories and of people, you know, buying in the wrong place. Or, but even if you have quality products and you buy it in a quality place, you know, it's so important. I think that sometimes even you know, the people that are working lack some education, right? So it's
like I get asked the question a lot, right? And people go like, how can you compete with Whole Foods selling CBD products? Right, they're huge, they're everywhere, they can just stock their shelves with it. How do you compete with a Whole Foods? Well, you go to Whole Foods and you walk down the aisle that has CBD and you grab the first store associate, and you might grab a 17-year-old kid that works at that store for 15 hours a week who's never known or learned anything about CBD or cannabis. Kid might not even smoke weed himself, and you're gonna ask him how is this CBD oil gonna help you with your sciatica. He's gonna look at you and say, "Sia wada wadaka," and he's like, "What are you talking about?" Or you're gonna go up to me like, "I need some help with rheumatoid arthritis." You have a rhino and a hoota, like. you come into like a Garden State Hemp or any one of Green Passion Industries stores, and you know, especially our first store, because it's the only store we have at the moment, but me and Jonathan are going to take the time to explain to you how CBD works on your endocannabinoid system and how your endocannabinoid system works on your different peripheral and central nervous systems in terms of inflammation, pain relief, chronic pain relief, whether you can use a topical and you're just going to take care of your pain acutely or right on the surface, or you're going to go after it systemically with a sublingual or a capsule that's going to get into your bloodstream and actually work on your body's anandamide and connect with your anandamide, which is then going to unlock the relief that you get from your CB1 and CB2 receptors. That's the education that you get when you come into our store compared to a Whole Foods. And I've had customers that have come in and say, yeah, listen, I bought this product here. But the way that you explained it to me, like, I'll come back to you guys, because anytime I want to try something new, I want to know, like, well, how is it going to affect me? And that's how we compete with those guys. It's like, listen, I don't have the deep pockets Whole Foods has, and I don't have the ability to be in every single town and, you know, expand my footprint by 100 stores a year like Whole Foods does. But when you come in here, I know the things that, and I do the research and we do the studying here. And every time something different comes out on CBD and a new research comes out, we're trying to stay on top of the new information coming out on CBD so that you can be as informed on these products when you're using them. Because if you don't know what you're putting into your body, you're not going to know how it affects you. And that's the thing with cannabis in general. Like, you're ingesting these products, or you're putting these products on your body, you should know, like, how is it going to make you feel? How is it going to work with you? And, you know, what could be the side effects? And obviously one of the biggest side effects of CBD is it's going to make you sleepy. It's going to make you drowsy. But again, some CBD products are mixed with other products. Like, it's a fat soluble chemical. So it's going to be mixed with an MCT oil, an organic almond oil, an olive oil, a hemp seed oil. Like, we have customers who come in and they're like, oh, I want this product. And I'm like, oh, well, are you allergic to almonds? Yes. Why? Well, because it uses an organic almond oil right there on the ingredients. It says it's sweet organic almond oil. So you could take this and have an allergic reaction and think you had an allergic reaction to CBD and never want to use CBD again. But no, go with this, you know, this product over here. It's a raw hemp product. So it uses a hemp seed oil, very light on the digestive system, not a tea nut, not a tree nut. You know, not an MCT oil, so it's not as fatty as the coconut oil. This will be much better for you. That right there is the difference when they walk into our store compared to a Whole Foods, a ShopRite, any one of those big box retailers, Bed Bath & Beyond, trying to sell CBD now.
No, yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, you talk about, you know, kind of getting to the crux of what's going on with somebody, and even to the point of where you're going down the ingredient list and making sure that there's, you know, no allergies, anything like that. I mean, you know, we've had people on the show before, nutritionists, you know, and people who really understand dosing, who understand, and they say, right, it's not such a simple thing, like you're saying, obviously, right? So, you know, I mean, how do you kind of get to that point where now you've picked out that product, you're talking to them about the ingredients, and now you're really saying, okay, this is it kind of like reverse engineering? You know, you kind of talk to them, okay, what is it you're looking for? Kind of walk me through that process a little bit, because so I think there's really a lot of stoners who need help with that.
So whenever I have a customer that comes into the store, like, I really have like a series of questions that I take them through to kind of get an idea of what they're looking for. Mm. One of like the first questions I always try to ask them is like, have you ever used CBD before? You know, if they say yes, it's awesome. So you kind of know what you're looking for in terms of like whether or not you liked it or you didn't like it. So now that you have used CBD before, what are you using it for, right? Sleep, stress and anxiety, pain, inflammation, what are you using it for? And then if they've never used CBD before, what are you looking to get from it? Are you looking to get relief from sleep? Are you looking to get relief from stress and anxiety or chronic pain? Mm-hmm. And then once they kind of understand, once I know that, that's going to kind of help me understand where I want to go, because just thinking of how CBD products work in terms of, is it, you know, we all know ingestible products take longer to kick in, but they last longer. Sublingual products kick in quicker, but might not last as long as an edible product. So if you're somebody that's dealing with stress and anxiety, or may have like mild anxiety attacks from time to time when you're either under pressure at work or about to go into like a public speaking event, if you're somebody that suffers from that type of issue, you might not want to go towards an edible product only because it's going to take an hour to kick in, right? It might take 30, 40 minutes to kick in. you want something that's going to kick in a little bit quicker. Inhalation, sublingual, something that's going to kick in after a few puffs, something like a vape pen that you might be able to have discreetly and just take a couple puffs on before you walk into that public speaking event. Maybe you have an oil that you take when you're driving into work. If you know you have a presentation at 9:30 and you're getting in at 9, you want something that kicks in a little bit quicker. So that kind of helps me there. And then I kind of ask them, well, do you have any preference over oils, capsules, or anything like that? Because I know some people that say, listen, no, I'm not taking a capsule. I can't swallow pills. Can't go that route. And then I have other people that are like, you know what? No, I don't want to put an oil underneath my tongue. I don't like that. I don't like that consistency or the feeling of an oil in my mouth. So that helps me out. And then I do typically ask if they have any allergies or anything like that, only because we do have products that use almond oil in them. So I always ask that kind of question. And then that right there kind of helps me dictate where on, like, at least with the products that we carry, where am I going to point to you? Somebody that's looking for sleep, I might not suggest, I can tell them that I can suggest an oil, because an oil can help you, you know, help it kick in quick if you have trouble falling asleep. But if you're somebody that has no trouble falling asleep, you have trouble staying asleep, you might want to look at a capsule. Why? Because you can take a capsule hour and a half before you want to go to bed, and you yourself can fall asleep fine. After being asleep for an hour, that capsule has now been working in your system for about 2 to 3 hours now. Now the effects are taking place, less chance of waking up throughout the night, because that's going to last for the next 6 hours while you're sleeping, 7 hours while you're sleeping. So those type of, like, what relief are they looking for? What are their preferences and delivery methods? That helps me kind of suggest certain types of products to customers just based off their preferences. It's really, and especially people that have never tried CBD before. I have people that have come in and they're like, I've never tried CBD before and I'm not ingesting anything. I just want a topical. Uh-huh. All right, perfect. So explain to me where the pain is. And they'll be like, I have back pain. And because I have back pain, I walk weird. So my knee also hurts. And then from, like, playing tennis or whatever, like, I have, like, tendonitis in my elbow and stuff like that. Uh-huh. All right, perfect, ma'am or sir. I have these great topical products here. I have some that have menthol in them, some that have no menthol in them, some that use lavender oil, eucalyptus oil, some that have just raw hemp oil and CBD, some are 1,500 milligrams, some are this. Oh, awesome. How long is it going to take to kick in? Well, you know, topicals can kick in as fast as 10 minutes. Some take 20 minutes, and, you know, you can get relief for, like, 2 hours, 3 hours. Everyone's a little bit different. Your body does work differently. But since you explained to me that you have, like, pain in your back, knee, and elbow, you'll just have to apply this on all three or four of those places, right, to get relief in all of those. Because the topical, you're really only getting relief to where you apply it. Oh, okay, that seems like I have to do a lot. Yep, but you know now you could take this capsule, 10 milligram, 15, 25 milligram capsule. This is going to attack that pain systemically. So one capsule is going to work inside of your bloodstream. It's going to help you get relief from your back pain, your knee pain, your shoulder pain, all kind of systemically at the same time once you find the right dose. Because, like I explained to them, me personally, I play football on the weekends and tournaments, flag football tournaments. If I have a sore back and knee the next day or on a Monday or something like that, uh-huh, I can take 25 milligrams and get great relief in my back. But I need like 50 to 75 milligrams to get relief in my back and knee, right? To uh-huh. really work through my whole body. So I explain that to them and they're like, well, in that case, I might as well go with the capsules or an oil, because if an oil, I can dose 20 milligrams now and then 2-3 hours later, take another 15, 20 milligrams. Yep, absolutely. And that's how all of a sudden somebody that didn't want to ingest any type of cannabis product at all, I only want topical, they understand the science behind it, where, like, obviously I can use the topical. And they wind up buying an oil and a topical because they're like, I'll take the oil and then use the topical when I'm out and about if I need to apply in one or so places. And they understand that it's like, there's not one CBD product for everything. It's about building yourself a CBD regimen, whether it's taking a dose of the oil in the morning and at night before sleep, or if it's taking oil and capsules during the day and then before you go to bed after your shower. If you're somebody that showers or so at night, you apply the ointment or the topical to your knees and to your back. So while you sleep, you get relief. So when you wake up in the morning, you're less sore. It's all about creating a regimen. It's not like CBD is one magic pill. You take it, it cures everything. It's one of those things where, you know, with stress and anxiety, I want it to kick in quick, so I take an oil. But for sleep, I'll take a capsule because it's in my system a little bit longer. And then I also have topical products, because when I leave the gym, I apply the topical product right after a workout. So the next morning, I'm not as sore. So it's all about kind of creating a regimen about it, and kind of making it work well for you.
For sure. And, you know, I think, you know, you bring up a lot of things there, right? I mean, sometimes a person doesn't even know what they want, right? Or they're so set on not doing something or on doing this. And most of the times it's based on miseducation or stigma or something like that, right? And then you talk about all these different steps. You're kind of walking them through, you know, kind of holding their hand. Do you find that people are usually really excited to hear all these things? Or do you feel that they kind of are just like, hey, man, I just want something that works and get out of there, you know, like, you know, to be there 30 minutes? Are people, like, open to that kind of education when you're taking time with them?
What's really funny is you always have customers that walk in and they're just like, wow, I didn't think I'd be here, you know, that long. And, like, I got to run. I have, like, my pliable order next door. So let me just run, pick that up or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then you also get the majority of customers that come in here and they won't even realize they're here for 20 or 30 minutes while they're talking to me. Because what winds up happening is I don't ever go into it like expecting to sit there with you for 20 or 30 minutes. I just go in there and I say, hey, do you have any questions? I answer the question and it just tends to be that they have more and more questions. Or that
no one's ever stopped. No one's ever stopped to actually, right? When you find someone and they have questions, no one's ever actually given them the time of day. And like, holy shit, like, wait a minute, what about this? What about that? And it just kind of opens it up.
It's like one of two things. It's like nobody's ever wanted to sit there and take the time with them to answer the questions. Or like they've gone to some smoke shop or 7-Eleven and they've tried to ask these questions and like the guy just didn't know.
Yeah.
Right? It's like what I try to tell people.
We've been doing this for 18 years, and we're still learning all the time. You know,
and I'm
what
still
mean?
Learning something every new. I learn something new about cannabis every day. I learn something new about cannabis every time I use it.
Yeah.
It's like, I try to tell, but when we first opened up, a lot of people were a little skeptical, right? And a lot of people that were skeptical have been our best customers. But like they would come in and they'd ask me. They would be like, well, you know, this coffee shop in town sells CBD or that 7-Eleven sells CBD in town. What makes you guys different from them? Why would I buy your CBD from them? I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not going to tell you where to buy your CBD, but I buy my coffee from a guy that, you know, makes coffee for a living. I buy my groceries and my Slurpees from guys that sell groceries and sell Slurpees for a living. I buy my cannabis from guys who sell cannabis for a living, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I'm buying CBD, I want to go to a guy that all they do is cannabis. All they do is CBD. Like, that's us. I want to go somewhere where I feel comfortable getting the answers that I need. And that's a lot of the times, like you said, why people are in my store for 20, 30 minutes is just like, they finally found someone that can answer all these questions that they've had all this time about CBD. They're like, I've searched Google and gotten 10 different answers. Of course you have, because 10 different people have tried 10 different products and they're giving you 10 different variations of that. And if you don't understand that everyone's like, what I've noticed is people really start to notice it when I explain it to them and things that they understand. Like I look at some like women that will come in and they'll be standing there with their husbands and the woman's 5'5", 110 pounds, the dude's 6'2", 220. And I explained to them, I'm like, you both could take the same amount of CBD and the same dose that you both take will knock him out and you'll be perfectly fine even though you're a quarter of his size because your pain threshold is just higher than him. Your body can take more of a pain reliever than he can. Like, yes, body size and mass all plays a part in it, but then
metabolism, again, nutrition, all kinds of things.
And I try to tell people, women sometimes have just they benefit a little bit more from us because keep it 100%, they tend to have 99.9% of women have a higher pain threshold than men. It's like the things that their body can go through, it's like they just have their bodies have a higher pain threshold than ours do. So I try to tell women, like, yeah, you might start out with 10 milligrams, but you might find yourself taking 25 or 30 for certain situations. Don't be afraid of that. It's like you might find that 50 milligrams of CBD when you're totally healthy and not in pain or nothing's wrong with you, 50 milligrams of CBD will knock you out. But then you might also realize that when you have, like, you were working out or doing something and you twisted your ankle, 50 milligrams might not make you tired. It might make your knee or your ankle pain be less or swell down. Certain situations might call for a higher dose that you might normally take that makes you tired. And that's when people are just like, that makes total sense. It's the same way that, like, I've seen some guys be able to take, you know, other narcotic pain medication, like prescription pain meds, a big dude takes a 20 milligram pain med and he's loopy. A 5'2" guy takes a 40 milligram pain med and can do a backflip.
Yeah.
Everybody's body just kind of reacts to things a little bit differently, and cannabis is no different.
No, exactly. And, you know, I mean, obviously you have so much knowledge, you know, and we talk about it, you know, and the whole, you know, your company is called Green Passion Industries, right? So you have a passion for this. And I think that's something that lacks so much in the industry in general, you know, which is kind of like, you know, cash grab. And we're talking about the green rush, you know, where does this passion come from? You know, why is it called Green Passion? Where does this passion come from? Kind of talk to me now about yourself, Carl, you know, kind of your background in cannabis and kind of how you, what led you here to be here where you are right now.
Well, Green Passion Industries came from, you know, back when, like I said, probably used cannabis for like 18 years, puts me back like 12, 13 years old, the first time I use it. And my business partner and our co-founder, John Rojas, he was always into the why of cannabis. Why did it make me feel this way? Why does it help with, you know, nausea? Why does it help with my pain in my stomach? Why does it help with this, that, and the third? So he started doing all this research and how hemp, you know, how, what was it, Henry Ford, one of the first Model Ts that he created was made from a hemp plastic and ran on a hemp-based biofuel.
Wow.
He started to learn about how hemp used to be raised on farms and your cattle and livestock used to eat the hemp grains. Yeah. that the farmer would have left over from milling the hemp to make clothing and all these other uses. And the animals were getting their protein and their nutrition from the hemp grain that they were eating. So the animals were healthy. You were getting a healthier meat. People were healthier when they would eat that livestock or when that livestock was then used to, you know, for feed. So all of these different things, the way that that hemp can help reduce the carbon footprint and help reduce the CO2 emissions in the oxygen and in the ozone layer, if we were just farming it more, you could save paper, plastic, clothing, fiber, biofuels, concrete, insulation for homes. All of these things can be made from a sustainable hemp-based alternative, which is 100% biodegradable, 100% biodegradable, antimicrobial, antibacterial, so much more sustainable for our environment. The fact that all of this used to be known, and the, you know, the steel industry, the oil industry, all these big, the big name, the DuPonts, all those big industries for polyester and all of those things crushed the hemp industry because it was a cheap alternative to the cash crops and cash fuels that they had in cotton, oil, and all of those, you know, American industrial products that revolutionized our country, that are now, we realize, are killing our country at the same time. So knowing all this, he started getting us on hemp clothing and using hemp wicks when we consumed cannabis, and he was wearing hemp sneakers and hemp clothing. So, you know, that was just like, we were just a bunch of kids kind of like finding the fascination behind cannabis, but it always stuck with us growing up. He wound up branching off and going off to college and studying biology and criminal justice. I went off, you know, branching off to go play football in college and studying criminal justice. We both didn't finish college. We both ended up coming home and getting jobs. So I wound up doing like 10 years in financial services and investment banking and really getting a grasp for corporate America and how investment companies were built and how guys started to really diversify investment portfolios and build conglomerates and businesses, you know, just by knowing something about an industry and learning about the differences that, you know, the different parts of that industry that all can help you grow. Came 2017, I've been in I was in the financial services industry 10 years, and Governor Phil Murphy was about to be elected, and some of the lies that he told to be elected, like, you know, legalizing cannabis in his first 100 days or shoot, in his rule as governor, period. Yeah. It doesn't look like he's able to do it. But he was running on that basis of legalizing cannabis. And I looked at John and I was like, first and foremost, I was going to start a business. And originally we wanted to get into cultivating industrial hemp and really getting into that industrial hemp side, the clothing, the hempcrete and all of that stuff. So I approached John and I was like, hey, listen, man, I want to start a business. I want to get into the hemp industry. I want to do this. What do you think? You want to come on board and kind of help me out with it? He looked at me. He goes, listen, if we want to get into the cannabis industry, first and foremost, we are going to need to educate and re-educate everybody. Uh-huh. And we need to eliminate the stigma that they have on cannabis, and we need to really push not only the you know, the therapeutic benefits that cannabis has in helping people that have pain and inflammation, sleep issues, and stress and anxiety. He's like, but you got to push the industrial education and explain to them how it can change the environment for the world, and how it, you know, hemp and cannabis one day, in my eyes, especially being coming from the industry that I came from, it's going to be a commodity. Same way you can trade corn, wheat, and all those commodities, and oil, and all those.
Hell yeah.
Hemp and cannabis is going to be traded on the stock market one day as a commodity. There'll be tons of cannabis companies that you'll be buying stocks in and things like that, but it'll be a commodity as well. And it'll create global trade opportunities between countries all over the place. And when he really said that, I was like, you know what? You're 100% right. We need to really explain the differences between you know, what hemp can really do, and re-educate everybody. So we started this industry, you know, with the passion of educating everybody on how cannabis is a lifestyle. It's not the stigma that people think it is. This is great for not just you yourself and your mental well-being, but your physical well-being, and also building a more sustainable life and you know, environment for everybody. So that's really how we got started. And then we realized that, you know, the U.S. isn't really poised to take advantage of the hemp industry. We don't have the refinery and the processing equipment to turn hemp into quality cloths and things like that. And we really started to realize that the opportunity to really catapult the hemp industry would be to benefit from the business side of the cannabis industry, and how big CBD and THC and marijuana and adult use and CBD use was going to catapult the industry. So we kind of pivoted into getting ourselves ready for a dispensary application, building ourselves a CBD retail footprint, because cannabis industry is split in times of people that love using THC and being actual marijuana consumers, and then people who are major hemp consumers, don't want the high, don't want that, just want the benefits that hemp flower and all of those products. And people don't want to, you know, there are moms and families that don't want to walk into the dispensary with their kids just to get the CBD product that they're looking for. They need just that reliable access to just hemp and CBD products. So Green Passion Industries became really building a footprint for people to be able to purchase their cannabis, any type of cannabis they want, and know they have a safe, reliable outlet to get the information they need for those products and the high quality products themselves. So whether it's CBD and hemp and you want to go to Garden Estate Hemp for that product, or whether it's a cannabis, THC or marijuana product, and you go to one of our dispensaries when we have them, no matter what you do, you'll be able to know that there's a brand or a service that's backed by by Green Passion Industries, and that passion of the education is there. And that's, we're building an education and patient and caregiver portal as well, with some business partners of ours. It's called the Rooted Community Education Group, or RCEG, where patients and consumers will be able to go and gain access on how to use products, the rights that they have as patients, and it'll be ever-changing education about new products that come out, how to use new products, when to use products, what condition do you have that you might want to use a product. So we want to be able to just build kind of like that ecosystem where people know that it's like, I know it's going to be a solid product because it's backed by Green Passion Industries, and I know it's going to have education behind it before anything. That's why education has always been at the forefront of anything that we've ever done, and that's why we did it. That's where the passion came from. The passion came from, if you know what you're buying, you're able to make the decision on what's best for you and find the product that's best for you. Without that, you're just shooting in the dark, wasting your money, because we all know cannabis products aren't cheap. And there's a saying, it's like, quality cannabis products aren't cheap, and cheap cannabis products aren't quality.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's
like with that vape crisis that went on. Well, listen, if you go to California and you go to a legal state or a legal market, a legal state, and you go and buy a vape cartridge and it's $70, and then you fly home and that same $70 is being sold by that same cart is being sold by a guy on the street for $30. There's a reason it's being sold for 30. It's not a real cart. So
yeah, yeah.
That's the stigma that the industry gets, right? And that's why when we first opened our store, you know, we didn't sell CBD vape cartridges in our store for almost 5-6 months. you know, for almost not until we reopened for COVID, because before that, people were so scared of vape products. They didn't want any vape product. They didn't trust it. And then I tried to explain to people, I'm like, if this is a company that is licensed to manufacture hemp and CBD products, they're not going to risk that $30,000 license by creating a product that is potentially going to harm people. Mm-hmm. The potentially harmful products were the ones that we were buying on the street for $25, $30. We didn't know that they were being cut with vitamin E oil. And that's the difference between having a safe, reliable place to buy products from and then having it be the wild, wild west. That's what we're going for. We're shaping to change the environment consumers purchase cannabis products in.
Not definitely, you know,
know that they're getting what they're looking for when they do it.
For sure. And yeah, exactly. You know, you mentioned there about the vape stuff, you know, right when that was coming out, it was one of our first guests, right? And he was talking about, that's his whole business, right? He says, it's great. You know, it's great. Why? Because he's cutting out all the crappy products out there. You know what I mean? That, you know, for me and for other people who are doing things the right way, we're still going to be around. Right, but you know, in that you dropped so much knowledge on there, man. You dropped a lot of knowledge on there, you know, talking about, you know, how before we used to, people talk about, well, hemp, you know, endocannabinoid system, what were we doing before? You know, and it's like you said, right, we're our animals were feeding from that, you know, and it was just part of the system, you know, we're getting it, everybody was getting it, you know, and it was, they need it, they crave it, we crave it, you know, and that's something that's going on. You know, and,
if the cow is eating hemp, which is 60% rich in protein, rich in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids,
it
contains all 20 essential amino acids, 9 major essential amino acids. If your livestock is eating a diet that's based off of that, and then you're milking that same cow and consuming that milk in yourself, that milk is healthier. That milk has better availability of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. That milk has a better amino acid profile. So what you're consuming is healthier, which then passes down to you, which then passes down to your children. Your entire ecosystem is healthier when hemp is involved in it. And that's a major piece that has been missing since like 1960, right?
Knowledge that's been suppressed, you know, and just kind of like, no, never this, that, the other thing. And it's so funny too, man, as you know, you mentioned about, you know, you and your partner, I was kind of like, you know, it wasn't just about, you know, smoking or getting high or whatever, you know, it's about like hemp and everything. You know, shout out to my buddy Ron Hogan, right? I remember like we'd be chilling or whatever. It needs to be the same thing, right? We'd be talking about the hemp. You know, the hemp shoes, the hemp sneakers, he'd have the hemp corduroys and this and that, and don't you know? And I'm like, bro, just pass the blunt, you know what I mean? Like, but like, he would be going on and on about it, you know? But now it's like, you know, now it's full circle, right? You know what I mean?
It's so funny, right? We sell like a hemp market bag here in our store, and it's literally like one of those like satchel, like, you know, reusable shopping bags that everyone's using nowadays, but it's made totally of hemp. And we move into our store in Millburn in October, but we didn't open until November 30th. We opened in November 30th. February 1st of 2020, Millburn passes a plastic bag ban use ordinance. Uh-huh. So it's like, so everyone wants to use these reusable bags and stuff like that. But then it's funny, you look at those reusable bags, they're made from reusable plastic. So then you go and throw that reusable plastic, that recycled plastic bag out, you're really just throwing out more plastic. Here you have a hemp shopping bag that's just like that. But when this bag is old and can't be used anymore, bury it. It's 100% biodegradable. It's going to degrade into the ground. You know, it's going to pass on, it's going to refertilize the ground, and you're not making landfills filled with recycled plastic bag, reused bags, when they get a hole in them, you can't use them anymore. So this whole world is moving to, you know, putting a ban on plastic bags and single-use plastic bags. It's like, well, every single person's shopping bag should be made of hemp. Those plastic bags that stores are using that we're calling one use, well, not in my home, because I use those things for lunch bags. I clean up after my dog with them when he goes outside to work. They get multiple uses in my home, but all that plastic should be made from a hemp. And then it would be biodegradable when it gets tossed out. It's funny because it's like we were always looked at as like those stoners that talked everything needs to be made out of hemp. Everything needs to be made out of hemp. And now it's like here we are in 2020, and it's like, well, geez, I wish we had a sustainable
sustainability, man.
A product that we could make. Well, it's like, how funny are those stoners now?
Exactly. But that's the way you got to think, right? And that's funny. You know, you mentioned that, you know, my buddy Ron, he doesn't smoke anymore, but he's still all about sustainability and all about the environment and climate and everything like that. And, you know, so it's all, you know, you can't have one without the other, so to speak, right? I mean, you can't. That's you know, what I'm getting out of it. You know, it's like you can talk about, you know, no single use and this and that. That's great. But what then? What is your bag made out of, right?
What's your alternative?
What are we still doing to the environment? You know, we're still supporting these industries and stuff, man. So
it's also very similar to my business partner. Jonathan has a saying. He goes, "You can't support medical marijuana use and not support adult use, because any form of cannabis use is a form of medical cannabis use, whether they have a prescription for it or not, because they're using it for a reason." Even your prototypical stoner who just likes to get high, that stoner just likes to get high because it's a relaxation method. It's a moment of meditation for them. It's a moment of relaxation to reduce the stress and anxiety that otherwise they would be using some type of antidepressant pill for, right? Some type of, or even worse, they'd be looking towards alcohol, maybe looking at for the ants at the bottom of the bottle to kind of relieve that stress and anxiety. So I was at a subcommittee hearing for the New Jersey Assembly on legalization of cannabis. And I had a guy who was one of the assemblymen, I can't remember their name. They said, well, if you legalize adult use cannabis, you're going to have parents using cannabis around their kids or at the house when the kids are around. The guy that was sitting there, he goes, listen, you can't, you can compare a father sitting on his tractor mower, mowing his grass with a joint in his mouth. You can compare that to the father that's doing that same activity, but has a beer can in his hand as he's driving the lawnmower up and down the yard at 12 o'clock on a Sunday. What's the difference between the father that's smoking a joint and doing it?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
He's like, at that point, it becomes an adult responsibility. You're not legalizing a recreational. And again, I hate the term recreational cannabis because it's not recreational use, right? To me, recreational means everyone's allowed to partake. You can go to the park and play rec basketball. You might be playing with 15-year-olds. You might be playing with 25-year-olds, right? Because it's rec. No, it's an adult use cannabis market. You're legalizing it for people who are 21 and older to make an adult decision the same way you do with nicotine, tobacco, and alcohol. It's an adult decision. I'm 21 years old. I am able to consume this this product and then make a adult decision afterwards of whether or not I am able to have the motor skills to go do something functional. Uh-huh. You're not legalizing recreational use. I hate that term. It's adult use because we're legalizing it for 21 and older. We're not legalizing it for anyone to just show up with an ID and purchase cannabis. It's crazy. It's crazy that's the stigma that's attached to it. The minute you legalize cannabis, you're just going to have pot smokers everywhere.
Yeah, and some people will say, you know, well, that's semantics, but it's not, right? I mean, we talk about, right, people talking about, oh, you're smoking weed, right, or you're using, you know, it's like I'm working with cannabis, you know what I mean? It has a much different connotation, you know what I mean, than somebody's like, oh, well, you're smoking a pot again, you know what I mean? So it's the same kind of thing, you know what I mean? Talk about medical use, recreational use. You know, we have to get away from kind of these terms that, you know, been so stigmatized, and not just for branding and marketing, but really for the way that we treat them as well, right? The way that we ourselves treat them, right?
But, and to be 100% honest with us, excuse me for a second, but to be 100% honest, I mean, it's the truth. Like I try to come in, people come into the store, right? And they see, so they're like, oh, all of these products are hemp, right? They're not cannabis. I'm like, well, hemp is cannabis.
Yeah. It's just under the same umbrella, you know?
They're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, all right. So, like, my easiest, like, definition for dummies, I guess I call it, I'm like, think of the word cannabis, and then there's two different cannabis plants. You have the female plant, which is marijuana, and you have the male plant, which is hemp. Hemp is cannabis, marijuana is cannabis, but hemp is not marijuana. You know what I mean? And so I always try to tell them, and then everyone always laughs, like, oh, of course the female produces the THC. I'm like, well, that's why I love women. So, like, that female plant always gives me what I need. She has the THC. So people, when people get it explained to them that way, they start to understand, like, oh, okay, so hemp is cannabis, CBD is cannabis, but it's not marijuana. And that's where they start to be able to differentiate the two. And I'm like, if you don't understand that basic concept, then I can understand why you're afraid to use a CBD product. Because you're afraid that CBD being cannabis is going to make you feel like marijuana does. But you're looking at two separate plants with two separate properties and are grown for two separate reasons a lot of the time. You can get great CBD extracts from marijuana plants, but you're going to get a much higher level of THC than 0.3%. But that, trying to break it down to them so that they understand that everything is cannabis in terms of like hemp, CBD, and THC and marijuana, it just comes down to whether or not it's marijuana or is it hemp. That is, you want hemp flower, you don't want marijuana flower. You know, you want CBD, you don't want THC. That helps them kind of differentiate the stigma of the two and kind of stop giving cannabis such a bad name. That's why I try to explain to people and say, it's really, we're trying to legalize adult use marijuana use because we have adult use cannabis use. I can use CBD as an adult perfectly fine. And yeah, most 18-year-olds can use CBD perfectly fine. So I can use cannabis. What we're really pushing for is adult use marijuana, like adult marijuana use. That's what that we want to legalize marijuana. CBD is legal with an asterisk mark next to it, I said.
Very good, man. So cool. So what well, before we wrap it up, you know, what can we expect from Garden State Hemp in the future? What do you guys have coming up?
Well, in the future, we have a lot of things coming up in the future. So, you know, we're planning on bringing in some new products for the holiday season. We really want to start to get, really start to get customers the ability to try CBD in a lot of different ways and kind of experience it in a lot of different lifestyle fashions. We're hoping to bring back events really soon. Inside the store and outside the store in different areas, be a little bit more mobile. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And we're definitely definitely looking to revamp our website and get a lot more educational information on there, some videos of us and a lot of blog information and things where people can learn about a lot of different things in the industry, not just in the industry, but about CBD, because no two CBD products are made the same. You have products that are made with different carrier oils, products that are made with different nutraceuticals, products that are extremely raw. And just so we want to get, like I told you when we first started the combo, we want to reshape the way, you know, consumers purchase their cannabis. We want people to be able to come in and find products that are specifically going to help them with what they're looking for in different search situations. If they're looking for sleep, we want them to know to really look at terpene profiles and CBD, THC type of contents, be able to pick their products based off of other things that are also, you know, infused with the product as well. We want people to be able to not feel overwhelmed with cannabis anymore. We want people to feel as comfortable walking in to buy cannabis as they do walking in to purchase a bag of chips off of the snack aisle. Like when they look there, they know the difference between, you know, oven baked and kettle cooked, and it's like you don't get overwhelmed when you walk into that aisle. But when I get my CBD shelves, they're just like, oh my god, you got tinctures, you got like eight different kinds. What am I want people to be able to come in and be like, oh, terpenes, like, oh yeah, definitely, I want help with sleep, I want boom 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 boom.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking to help people do, and by doing that, we hope that, you know, with products through education, they'll love to come back, they'll love to learn more. Because like I told you when we first started, again, what I talk about now and the knowledge that I have now will be obsolete in 5 years.
Hopefully, right? That's the whole thing. Same thing with the doctor, right? That's why I love the industry, is things are always moving forward. You know, if you go to a doctor who's doing what they did 10 years ago, you know, you can sue them for malpractice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, yeah,
I'm definitely worried about a doctor that's still talking to me about small, like treating this like treating smallpox. Like,
exactly.
Whoa,
bro. You have 40
years out your window here.
I'm out, ski, dude. I'm out, ski. You know, like.
I'm late for a real doctor's appointment.
Hopefully, you know, that's the whole thing, right? We're always moving forward, and we're gonna look back and talk about things, you know, hear things that we're talking about at this time and be like, actually, that was a lot of misinformation, you know, but at least we had information, some sort of information. We're pushing the right direction. So that's the whole thing, man. Progress over perfection, you know?
And, absolutely.
That brings me to my next thing, you know, I mean, entrepreneur, you know, that's what I'm passionate about, entrepreneurship, cannabis. You know, this is what drives me. This is what keeps me going. You know, and I, you know, so selfishly get to meet dope ass dudes like you doing this podcast. You know, amazing people, and being able to hear from so many different perspectives. But my favorite thing to hear, man, you know, because everybody has a different view on this as well. You know, is how do you define success? You know, whether professionally, personally, spiritually, anyway, what does success look like for you?
Success for me success for me looks like happiness, right? If you're happy doing what you're doing, you're successful. You don't got to be rich to be successful. You don't have to have the Bentley, the Richard Mille watch, you know. If you wake up and, like, smile on your way into work, thinking about different things you get to do when you get there, it's like, that's success. For me, success is being able to see other people happy with something that you've delivered to them. So, like, I'm built off of, like, energy, right? Like, I'm really built off of, like, emotion, really built off of energy. So when people are happy around me and people are, like, vibing and in a good mood, I'm, like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But if, like, the mood in the room is down, I'm, like, as a leader, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing because I'm supposed to be helping these people be happy with, be at work, right? I'm supposed to make these people happy with what they're doing. I'm supposed to make my customers happy with the product they got.
No doubt.
So I know I'm being successful when everyone around me and myself is happy with what we're delivering. Because like they say, man, and I'm a true believer in it now, as much as people used to say, and I used to be like, yeah, that has to be true. I never really lived it. You know, if you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. Like, people are like, man, you live at your store. You're at your store 10, 12 hours a day and you go home for like 5. It's like, yeah, but you know what? Like, I love it here, man. Yeah. It's like, I love what I do. It's like, is it draining on days where, you know, we're open from 10 to 8 and we, all of our sales come between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And I sat there for that many hours, like, doing different paperwork. And I was like, damn, we might goose egg today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's stressful, but it's like, it's, I induce the stress on myself, and it's like the stress makes me excited. Uh-huh. When I was working in finance, and I used to have my, like, I'd get a call from the VP of business ops, and I'd be like, oh, I know how this is going to go. And he'd be like, so my man, no sales today. How's everything going? How's the store slow? You making your phone calls? It's like, you feel that constant pressure to be doing something. It's like, now that constant pressure to be doing something is from myself.
Yeah.
And it's literally only going to benefit, you know, me in the long run if I'm hustling, right? Me and my business partner love a song by Jadakiss, and we've, like, lived by the mantra. It's called, you don't hustle, you don't eat, right? So, like, we really experienced, like, we used to say.
Jadakiss, that's the name from the past, bro, you know? I mean, it does.
Dude, Jadakiss is one of my favorites.
I love Jadakiss, bro.
He
Jadakiss is a moi.
It's what, like, listen to the song, right? You don't eat. Like, I think it's the song. It's called You Don't Eat, but it's featuring, like, P. Diddy. And it's literally, it's like, man, you don't hustle, you don't eat. Don't wait, you know, don't wait for luck. Go out and get it. You know, he has a line in there. He said, waited for luck, always stranded. If, like, if you're waiting for it to happen, dude, it's never going to come to you. So you got to go out there. You got to get it. And when you do go out and get it and you're getting it for yourself, it's a whole different type of, like, different type of feeling. And I love that part. So, like, even though we have one store and we're on the lookout for to open up a, you know, more stores, franchise, and really build this brand and really get into the dispensaries and build that brand and really reshape retail, it's like, I feel like we're already successful by having the first one, because 3 years ago in 2017, like, and I have people who remind me of this, and this is the most humbling feeling. It's like, 3 years ago in 2017, people were like, yo, bro, you and Rojas, like, you guys would tell us about this. This was an idea. I'd come back a month later and you guys had something on paper. I'd come back 6 months later and you guys had even more things on paper. You had a whole business plan put together. And the next thing I know is, like, you guys got a logo, and it's like, everything we said we wanted to do is happening. It just might not be happening as fast as I was praying it happened, right? Or as I was anticipating it happened. But it's like, we're literally wrote down goals and wrote down things we wanted to accomplish, and we're checking them off. And being entrepreneurs, you learn that there is no quick route to that, getting that box checked off. There's no shortcut to it. There's a lot of, it seems like it's right in front of you, but you're about to take the longest zigzag before you ever get there, because you're going to fail at a lot of different things, that you want to do to get to that point. And it's a whole learning process. And now the next time I have a goal similar, I'll have a map to make it quicker for me, but I'm definitely going to have some side streets that I got to go down, because every opportunity is going to be different. So if I'm happy and I'm learning something new as a leader and as a business owner, I definitely think I'm successful in that regard. And that's how I gauge my success.
That's it, man. I love that, dude. You know, that's the thing, right? There's no shortcut except getting your ass kicked and getting back up, you know, failing as quickly as possible, making a decision, you know, and getting back up, you know, and keep going.
There is one shortcut in business, and there is a quick shortcut to failure, and that's by quitting. That's the only shortcut in business. There's a shortcut to failure, and that's by quitting. Because if you quit on your dreams, man, you already let them fail, and you never start. They already failed. So that is the only shortcut in business is quitting, because it's the shortcut to failure. There's no shortcuts to success, though.
Absolutely. That's it, man. That's it, bro.
A lot of internal checkpoints of success there, and you have to be. Once you feel successful, your business will start to be successful. Once you start comparing yourself to somebody else, that's a rabbit hole you'll never get out of.
Yeah, you know, like you know Nipsey Hussle, right? You know, the marathon. You know, that's the whole thing. As you know, it's a marathon. So, long way from our victory lap. You know, and
long way from that victory lap.
But it's all good.
Like, he's got a lyric in one of his songs, Nipsey, where he says, you know, after if you do all of that, he's like, you'll be sitting there raising a glass with sweat dripping down your face, because it was hard. It was hard because the work was hard, man. It's rewarding, definitely. And like, you see it every time one of your podcasts go live, and you have the views start coming in, positive comments, even the negative comments, right? I love people who give negative feedback. I love people who always find that negative side to it, because that's that motivation, right? That's that push to beat it. So I love haters, as people call them, as much as the people that support me, because if you don't have both sides to that, you'll always feel like you're succeeding, and that's never true.
That's it, man. That's it, dude. You know, it's this has been amazing, dude. It's been amazing chatting with you. You know, as we close, how can listeners find out more about Garden State Hemp, buy your products, connect with you, and all that fun stuff?
Oh, absolutely. They can. Everybody can always follow us at GardenStateHempNJ.com. They can also find us at Garden State Hemp NJ on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They can follow Green Passion Industries at Garden State Hemp. I'm sorry, they can follow Green Passion Industries at Green Passion Industries, and also at greenpassionindustries.com. And all of our products are on our Garden State Hemp website, so people can find the different tinctures and topicals that they have. On our website, you can purchase product and have it shipped to you. We ship out of state. We also have in-store pickup options, so people who are local to the area who want to purchase something online and come pick it up in the store and maybe ask some other questions, they can do that as well. They can follow me at C_BeWell32. I always like to post all of the information that we have going on in all the businesses, as well as some insights to investing and market industry, like how cannabis industry is always changing and different opportunities for people to get in, because, you know, there's tons and tons of opportunities in those licenses and plant touching businesses, but there's even more opportunity, you know, in those ancillary businesses like yourself, who has a podcast that kind of, you know, speaks specifically to the cannabis industry. Those ancillary businesses are huge. So there's always tons of opportunities, always new information coming out. So we're always trying to share it and stay on top of it. So I hope for everyone to come out, follow us, check out some of our products. And if you have any questions, book some time with us. Myself and Jonathan on our Garden State Hemp website, there's an option to book a quick 30-minute free consultation with us. So if you ever have any questions about CBD, you can book, book a one-on-one with me or Jonathan and ask us some questions. We're more than happy to hop on the, video call with people and help them understand this product and understand these alternatives. Because if you don't understand it, you'll never make the leap of faith to try it for the first time.
For sure, man. And everybody, that'll be there in the description here and the write up, and also here wherever you're listening to it, you can see all those links here as well. And Carl's great. You know, he's definitely accessible and spends time with all of his customers and teaching and educating and all that fun stuff. That we can talk about that. So, Carl, man, I really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody there, wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening. And Carl, thank you so much for jumping on with me today. And dude, good luck.
Good luck. Man, I'm so glad we were able to connect, man. I'm so glad we were able to do this. And, hopefully we can do it again. We can do it again, and we can, build on it. Maybe, touch on some other topics. I love, obviously you could tell, I love talking about cannabis, man. I think I've taken up almost 24 hours of your time in like the last week.
No, it's all good, bro. This is great, man. You know, great convo.
I'm very passionate about talking about this industry because, you know, if we don't talk about it and we don't get it in front of people, people are just going to continue to think the same things and we'll never get to where we need to go, man. And like you said, we only get there together. So again, I appreciate you. I appreciate the podcast, man, and everything you guys are doing. Thank you so much for reaching out and definitely making this happen. This was good.
I appreciate it, man. You know, we call it dank discussions, and this was definitely a dank one, man. This was sticky, you know, so it's good stuff, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, one of those ones where, you know, you opened up that jar and it's,
woo! Let me smell that again. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, that's got indica properties to it, man.
Amazing. Well, Carl, thanks, man, and good luck to you in the rest of 2020 and beyond, baby.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you so much. Thing. And again, I'll be on the lookout for all the things you guys got coming, and I hope we can do one of these again soon.
Perfect. We'll do.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptick in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us today.
Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's CalacanN.com, and follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.